Accession number 9552, real.
Basil Farrow, Reel 13. What happened then when you left the camp after you played Crown and
I haven't got a good memory. It's so long ago. But I do remember the exact words of this. I do. Before I'd been made a stretcher bearer, I'd got pack and rifle and getting off, and she turned to me. She I do remember that that surface, that little, if you'll call it conversation, went up home and. I don't think there's any particular. Just normal, really.
Can you remember how you spent your time? What sort of thing you did? Did people seem to understand what it was like at the front?
I don't remember them asking me. Much about that leave, except I passed it at home and it was nice. I went to the theatre, I remember. I don't know. No. Bradford. I visited various relations, you know, aunts and uncles. World War, they were in British, in Egypt and all over. They were official brothels. In the French army, they had that was a regular thing, brothels.
What about contacts with the United Kingdom? Did you get parcels or letters?
Relations.
Would you share them out with your friends when they arrived, or would you put it?
What happens, say, after an attack, for instance? 50% of your men. Would be shared amongst the troops.
Besides food, did you get anything else?
I think I might be mistaken, but I did have one, like a steel mirror. In that pocket, sort of, if you had a mirror and put there's a protection there. Well, all kinds of things would be sent out to you, perhaps a muffler or something, or you might ask for something.
What sort of, would you get a lot of letters, and were they important to you?
They were indeed. figure out.
Would you get many?
I got fairly.
To you, or would you?
No. In fact, you were not allowed to mention where. Pleased to hear that so and so is going well, and things like that. Yeah. So he doesn't know what's going to happen. He doesn't know what the object. Very often doesn't.
Tact, did you?
After this little rehearsal business, it might have been a week or we skirted Amiens, we didn't go through Amiens. And I do remember an incident, just as we got in. And I was outside a door of a house. They're a little larger than the English cube, and they're oblong. She gave me one or two of those. Then we marched on, and I don't know where we got to. Got near. It's terrific. Night and day. And we. Of course, because we were on they were on our right. We were the extreme right of the line, but we weren't. Well, just one continual roll of thunder, and the earth banged. Bivouac there, and it was just thud and banging. It happened when I joined the Yorks about now NCOs and possibly subaltern officers might have their own opinion, but the ordinary soldiers.
What you said about you thought it would be a walkover and that you couldn't. You were confident about this coming offensive.
Destroyed the wire, the barbed wire that is, and entirely destroyed it. Manholes, if you like, in the trench, we never dug far down. Their dugouts were tremendously deep.
When the man, anyhow, when the, I remember this going up. Of going up one night with a party before the 1st of July, it is, and laid on one side, and I was very careful. I thought if I go to sleep and I'm left there, so you've got to be alert. And then again, star shows would be going up, although not many. Of the trench was to have a party of men in there closer to the German lines. It wasn't a listening listening post. That's a ridiculous idea to dig a listening post. You don't. And it'd be seen at once and immediately flattened before anybody got in it. Or they'd wait till somebody got in it, then they'd flatten it. So it was a trench, really. I can't say whether it was the night before the attack. It must have been very close to the actual attack, so that we'd have